prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me on this live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's a syndicated Sunday broadcast coming to you from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ and picked up by a lot of great stations across the country as well as the Internet. You can listen to the KLBJ website, 590KLBJ.com, and other affiliate websites, as well as Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or up at GCNLive.com, the network that picks up the show. All right, we'll have open phones for the next 2 hours. Any topic, any subject, any issue, any question, any comment. If you disagree with me, be sure and tell us, because we don't screen your calls. But if you volunteer that, we will put you to the head of the line. Just tell us your name and where you're calling from. If you'd like to give us a general idea of what you're calling about, that can always be helpful so I know what you want to discuss when I go to you. But don't have to tell us, just name and where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you. Toll-free number, 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Okay, 4 or 5 big topics here on the show today. Number one, we had a Texas Independence Day rally Saturday, but on Friday, which is actually Texas Independence Day, March 2nd, we had a big protest against the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, the North American Union, the National Animal Identification System, the National Premises Identification System, and much more. So we'll be walking through why Texans and people across the country are so upset about this. And I saw very positive and fair articles out of the Dallas Morning News, out of the San Antonio Express News. I missed it in our Statesman. They didn't seem to report on it. If they did, I missed it. But the best report I've seen is out of the London Telegraph. Texans fear U.S. sovereignty will disappear down Superhighway. So later in the show, we're going to walk through. Well, let's just read the final paragraph in the article. Republican Ron Paul, a Texas congressman, says it's part of a drive for an integrated North American Union, complete with a currency, a cross-national bureaucracy, and borderless travel. It would represent another step towards the abolition of national sovereignty. And it's going to be the taxing grid to fund a different governmental functions of the North American Union and fund, and this is in the actual SPP documents and four-year documents that have been released via lawsuits, that they will use it to build roads and infrastructure in Mexico with our tax dollars. They're talking about conservatively 25 cents a mile to drive down this. And they always focus on the I-35 Super NAFTA Highway. There's 83 of these in the SPP, 83 of the major federal arteries in this country to be handed over to international control, and a large portion to be put into the taxation grid to fund the ever-expanding net of the North American Union. Now, here's the big news for you. Last week, we talked about how we broke the news, and we interviewed the lawyer, Jesse Trinidu, who had gotten the jailhouse interview with Terry Nichols from the Oklahoma City bombing, and the fact that he blew the whistle and said that the FBI had commanded and run the attacks. Pretty incendiary stuff. And this was all in a sealed federal affidavit. The actual filing was made public, but the exhibits are still sealed with the names, phone numbers, documents, FBI control numbers, you name it. And since we reported that, I had Jesse Trinidu on my syndicated weekday show Thursday, and he said, well, I've talked to the BBC that was here interviewing me, and they've interviewed one of the top FBI agents involved in Oklahoma City and, in quote, investigating it, and he's saying that there was government agents involved, and he's calling for an investigation. So we broke that Thursday. Friday, I guess the BBC didn't want us to beat them to the punch, and so they went ahead and had front page BBC News, and I have that here in front of me as well. And tonight, the special aired. In fact, the special just ended. I'm tempted to call Paul Watson up, who's watching it in England, one of my writers, and get him on to give us his take on it. I don't know if he would. I should have thought of that earlier. I was talking to him. I didn't think to get him on to talk about it in the aftermath of watching it. But he was saying, can I have one day off? I was calling this after. I said, you better watch it and write a story. And he goes, we already know what's in it. We already broke it a day before. Then the BBC put out a text report confirming what we had learned. And so why should I watch it? And I said, who knows what else will be in there? So understand, Terry Nichols says all of this, and then all of a sudden we've got Danny Colson going public. Here's our headline. Former FBI director calls for new OKC bombing investigation. Colson names Strassmeyer as agent, government agent, in upcoming documentary. And boy, we put this out on Thursday, and what came out Friday? The same report from the BBC. And the FBI, by the way, Danny Colson was the founder of the anti-terror division of the FBI, the founder of the hostage rescue team, number six at the FBI when he retired. And, by the way, former deputy FBI director, a former deputy FBI director, Larry Potts, is being named in the sealed indictments, but we know some press that's had a chance to see him. And it was in the two major Utah papers, one of them, Salt Lake City Tribune, other Desert News. So we're not going out on a limb here. We like to, we always know 10 times more than we're telling you, but because for libel and other reasons, we like to wait till others. Frankly, I don't, well, we do break a lot here. I mean, we do, but a lot of times we already know about it, but we just wait till mainstream media covers it so we're safe. Then we can give you even more information about that. So, this is the BBC reporting former FBI director, and he went on television today, all over the world. BBC's bigger than CNN globally, and BBC One, BBC World, and said that governments were involved. So I would say things are unraveling quite nicely on that little caper pulled off by the military-industrial complex that killed 168 people, including a bunch of children in a daycare center. Another little interesting tidbit, while I've been investigating this whole FBI fiasco involved with some lawyers and people that I'm interviewing, I learned that in discovery in some of these cases, guess whose name came up and guess whose emails were in thousands of pages of documents released via discovery. In a case related, connected, this all came out because of this investigation, me. That's right. They are really worried, and I understand why they're worried. I made my first film in 97 about how the government bombed Oklahoma City, and I've been risking my life the whole time, and I have been physically attacked and told to shut up about this and other issues, and I can't. I mean, you killed a bunch of kids, and I can't shut up about how you killed those kids. And I'm not, and again, I would say from all the studies I've done, about 70% of the FBI is not corrupt. They're investigating bank robberies, white-collar crime, child abduction, serious issues. But 30% or so, I mean, you go see a movie like The Departed, and you think the FBI is corrupt watching that. Folks, that makes them look good. It is, and by the way, that's based on a true story out of Boston where the FBI basically ran the mob, ran the murder for hire. I mean, these are the good guys set up to fight the organized crime. You think they're going to get paid off, compromised, sucked in over time, they become the mob? Frankly, the Untouchables were set up, what was it, 80-something years ago, by the WASP mob to deal with their rival, the Italian mob. And so they've actually always been mafia, just in case you didn't know that. It's their thing. Their thing. All right. We'll get into some other huge news concerning 9/11. That cover-up's unraveling. And I wanted to go through the history of false flag terror. Just the top 10 for you in the second hour. But your calls are straight ahead. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. We'll be right back.
Yo, top of the crown, race the queen. A fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dream. The fire beside it, your phonograph, battle with gas and get you room to breathe.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we are back in the saddle yet again. Dan in New York, Daniel in Florida, Todd in Corpus Christi, Steve in Virginia, everybody. We're going to be getting your calls here in just a few minutes at 877-590-5525. That's a rarity. That only happens about once or twice a year where I go out of the studio and get back 30 seconds late. But, hey, it's good music in this ministry. The New World Order is the name of that song, I believe. All right, let me get into, speaking of the BBC, it's just BBC, BBC, BBC. Shifting gears out of Oklahoma City, on Monday, a caller to my radio show during the week pointed out to me that archive.org had gotten newly released BBC tapes from 9/11. The raw, high-quality digital uploads were there and television quality, and that folks had fast-forwarded to 5 o'clock that afternoon before Building 7, the 47-story skyscraper that wasn't hit by a plane that magically imploded at free-fall speeds. They had footage of it, and it was BBC announcing from London that they had a reporter on the ground and that Building 7 had fallen, had collapsed. And they even gave the correct official story that debris from the North Tower had caused it. The problem is they cut to their reporter, and she sits there and talks for about 10 minutes with Building 7 right behind her, smoking, but nothing has collapsed, nothing has fallen. And then folks tried to deny that this showed some type of government press release that had been put out, kind of a false start, because we know there were controlled demolitions inside the building, just like Oklahoma City. Former head of Air Force Weapons Development and others have gone public on that. Then it turned out that BBC 24, another simultaneous news channel live on the ground, was reporting the same thing at the exact same time. And then people tried to deny that. And then we learned that Aaron Brown of CNN was the one that started it all, saying that it had collapsed first. And all those video clips are up on PrisonPlanet.com and the reports that we've put out. Now, some of you are probably saying, why does this matter? Why is this important? It takes weeks, if not months, to properly wire a building for controlled demolitions. Remember the Intel building that they started here in downtown Austin, for those that live here in Austin, and that they were that Intel pulled out during the dot-com bust in the late 1990s, that they never finished construction of the Intel building. I guess they finished about six stories of it, the superstructure, and they wired it for about a month. They tried to control demo it, and the control demolition partially failed. Many of the main support columns were left standing or partially standing. That happened last Sunday, 7 days ago. And we've always known that Building 7 had to be a controlled demolition. No modern steel building had ever fallen from fire until that day. And then the two major towers fell, and then Building 7 fell at free fall speed with the classic demolition signature of the main middle column being blown. You see the penthouse fall on top, then the sides buckle in, squib, blast points project. Reporters and many others, hundreds of witnesses said there was a pop, 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 little explosions everywhere, classic demo. We even got the video of that. And then the years since, the owner, Larry Silverstein, slipped up on national television on PBS on a program called America Rebuilding, and he said that, well, they gave the decision that day to pull the building. They gave the order and watched the building come down. Pull it is the term for demolition. In fact, on that show, on that program, they then cut to the next clip of them months later, controlled demolition of Building 6, the wreckage of it, and they say, getting ready to pull Building 6, and they cut to the guy going, well, we demolished it so we could build a new one, and that's the term, controlled demolition. Then firefighters, police, emergency workers, there's over 45 of them in the press, AP, Reuters, saying that they were told the government was going to blow up Building 7 to get it out of the way that day. They were confused. They didn't know how you could do it that quick. I remember listening to ABC News on 9/11 on the radio, driving in my car that afternoon, and I heard, oh, they may demolish the building so it doesn't damage buildings near it. And I've interviewed many of these firefighters and police and others on my own radio show. And then you add all of that together in with the BBC, that would be kind of like, oh, let's say 20 minutes before Kennedy got shot in Dallas, if KLBJ, that was even around at that time, it was, or let's say some big Dallas station would have announced, say WBAP, or maybe WOAI, would have announced President Kennedy was shot and killed, and it was 20 minutes before he even got shot. Wouldn't that be big news? Or let's say 25 minutes, that's when they started reporting this, almost 26 minutes before, if the national television, let's say national NBC, would have cut in on national television and said, Ronald Reagan has been shot by John Hinckley Jr. before Ronald Reagan had even been shot. Would that be newsworthy? And then not only did they report that Ronald Reagan had been shot, which they didn't. This is hypothetical. But what I'm saying here is, imagine if they would have reported Reagan was shot before he was shot. Imagine if they would have reported that Kennedy was shot before he was shot. Well, they didn't. Oh, by the way, there's a twist here. They didn't report that Reagan was shot before he was shot, but they did report that Kennedy was shot before he was shot. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Tokyo newspapers, the New Zealand newspapers, and the Australian newspapers, and I'm writing an article about this with my writers that should be out by tomorrow. We've gone and even dug out the original news articles and have been doing more research on it because I had remembered seeing it in the film JFK. I'd known about it, talking to a lot of JFK experts, but we ferreted all that out. An hour before Kennedy was shot, papers in three nations on the other side of the planet, again, Japan, New Zealand, and Australia, got the report that Kennedy had been shot. This is on record. In Dallas, magically. Then, by the time the papers were released and on the streets, they already had the name Lee Harvey Oswald before he had even been apprehended and before the news had even announced it. Now, that's an example of when government or black operations are involved in putting out an official story. They have it pre-scripted and pre-written. That's what most reporters do. They're not government agents. They just take the press release, they take the statements given to them by the Defense Department, the White House, the governor, and they basically regurgitate it out. And the reason is because in real news time, take a news station, some big event happens, they call up, say the DPS, if some trailer with toxic waste is dumped over, and they say, what's happened? And the DPS tells them. You can't blame them in those cases for being just repeaters or regurgitating like a parrot what they've been told. And so that's what we see here with CNN and the BBC reporting Building 7 has totally collapsed before anything collapsed, before there were any problems with the building. This is massive news. And when we get back, we'll open the phones up, and you're welcome to talk about this subject. You're welcome to talk about the huge bombshell news that the BBC went with on Friday, that we broke on Thursday. Former FBI director, deputy director, calls for new OKC bombing investigation. Coulson names Strassmeyer as an agent in upcoming documentary. Absolutely incredible. More details on that as well after we take calls. And we'll walk through more on this other big BBC story concerning the collapse of Building 7. It's also a CNN story, as we mentioned. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex
Jones. Folks, let's just go ahead and go to your phone calls, and then I'll jump into the other news we have here in front of us. I thought instead of just covering all the latest news, all the latest issues, which we're doing, including global warming in the next hour, I want to get into the 10 false flags that changed the world. What are false flags? Those are events where government or corporate interest stage terror attacks or stage horrible incidences that are then blamed on their political enemies. Right now, let's see who's been holding the longest. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was getting ready to say this is the first time calling, and we were listening to you here in Norfolk until the NASCAR season started, so I guess it's back to the computer. But
what station are you listening to us on in Norfolk?
I think you were on in Norfolk the last time I listened. They had NASCAR running in.
Sure, that's a great 50,000-watt Emmis affiliate. They re-air us, I believe, at 10 o'clock at night. So they air the show live from 5 to 7 your time, unless there's a NASCAR. And then if there is a NASCAR, you can hear it later at night.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. I'll just go ahead and download it on the podcast anyway. But what I wanted to ask you was, I don't know, I sent something to you yesterday on your form online, so first thing I wanted to ask you about was something different, but I think I sent you something. I wanted to ask your opinion on that if you knew about it. First thing was you're talking about the WT7 BBC piece. I haven't heard anybody mention it, and maybe I was jumping to conclusions, but I hear you talk about operatives, and you come across with people that are there that have these perfectly torn pants and so forth and so on, like they talked about in the 7-7s. Well, when I saw this film, one of the things they kept showing over and over while these guys were talking was a guy in a gray suit with one of these dust masks on walking with a guy that had a clean face, barely a dirty shirt, and a very clean head bandage on. And he was being very demonstrative with his hands talking, and they were walking off. And they kept showing the same scene. You know, they always show the same 30 seconds or whatever over and over and over.
Well, I don't know about the case you're mentioning with Oklahoma City or 9/11, but, yes, we interviewed one of the witnesses, one of the victims of the 7-7 bus bombing. There were three trains and one bus that were bombed. They took the bus out of line, redirected to a special area, and then the bus explodes. He gets off, and there's people seconds after it blows up already with fake bandages on, running around with video cameras, videotaping everybody. And clearly, I've made a film about it. It's called Terror Storm. That's one section of the two-hour film. Clearly, 7-7 was another government op.
Yeah, I didn't see that part, but I heard that on the show when you were talking about it. When I saw this BBC piece on the World Trade Center, and they were just showing stuff about New York, I guess, and they were showing the up close and the wreckage, and they were showing people walk off. This guy kept showing up with his yellow shirt with a very clean bandage, and you look at these firemen have bloody noses, and all these people come out with all this dust on them and everything else, and this guy had his clean bandage, almost clean face.
Well, let's just go back to basics, because you're getting into pretty sophisticated intelligence stuff here, and some people may not understand what you're talking about. Give me in 30 seconds your take on why it's important that the BBC and CNN, in one case 25 minutes, in another case of CNN over an hour before, an hour and 7 minutes, reported that Building 7 had fallen when the building had not fallen.
Right. I can understand what they were saying basically about maybe with all the confusion, this, that, and the other, but when they turn around and it comes on all these stations at one time, I mean, one person could make a mistake.
And they were saying just in, BBC's news director, the head of BBC World, okay, they call them editors there, but the head of BBC World put out a press release Thursday that we have in the articles we've written up on PrisonPlanet.com, but a link to BBC. It's a big, big issue, folks. And he says that it's all the female reporter's fault that she screwed up and said this. No. They said this just in. They read some type of press release. Then they cut to her, and she repeated it. And then it turns out at that time, 40-plus minutes before, Aaron Brown of CNN is saying the exact same thing. Okay? There's a cover-up here. This is big. When you couple it with all the firemen, police, and emergency workers saying, we got them on video. We played the clips over and over again saying, get back, get back. Building 7's going to blow up. We're going to bring it down. It's going to blow up. Get back. Okay? I heard it on ABC News driving in my car listening to this station that you're listening to right now in Austin, KLBJ, that day. And I didn't realize what I was hearing at the time. NPR in New York was reporting it. It isn't saying that the BBC's involved. It isn't saying ABC's involved or CNN's involved. They were told by the government that this was going to happen. In fact, they say this in from the British Foreign Office. Okay? The government was saying this. The media was reporting it. It'd be just like if some pre-event was, they've got press releases ready with the official story. And let's say that a local news station, TV, radio, doesn't matter, they get the report early because somebody screws up and gives it to them. That doesn't mean the radio station or TV network is guilty. It's evidence of what the government was doing. Here's an example. They had a military checkpoint going in the day before Thanksgiving in 1998 in Temple, Texas. Totally illegal. It was a drill. They didn't tell the folks on the Greyhound bus it was. They were searching the vehicle. We just got a call. The search went on for 6 hours, so we got there by the end of it. And the cops pull up and say, turn your cameras off. You can't videotape this. We say, yes, we can. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. Okay? And then the troops come over, and they're covering their faces. And then an FBI agent pulls up and gives us a 5-page document and says, here, this will explain it. He accidentally gave us a classified document. okay? And we posted it, and it was all part of the martial law takeover drill, and it's an FBI Defense Department document. Just type martial law is here. It's a 3 on the Richter scale into Google, and that was the name of the story from Infowars.com, and you can find it. All right, I know we're going to break here in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and try to jam a few more in here. Let's go change subjects here a little bit and talk to Todd in Corpus Christi, Texas. And he wants to talk about the big Texas Independence Day rally we had Friday defending Texas and America from the North American Union. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm glad I could be the first one to call in and kind of set this off. Very, very exciting, exhilarating march. Not only marching with you, which is an honor, but just, you know, being there with the good people, such as Mr. Lambert, who actually invited my two daughters to ride on this tractor, not even knowing us, you know. And that really, to me, brings the whole issue even more closer to my heart when I actually get to meet the people who will be involved in this tyrannical takeover of the farmland and the tagging of animals. So it was, and we capped the day by visiting a representative's office and talking to his staff about the issues and giving him 4 copies of TerraStorm. So,
good job.
Yeah.
Didn't I meet you and your wife and children?
Yes, sir, you did.
That was you from Corpus Christi. Yeah, great.
Yes, sir, and you have my email. Hopefully you'll contact us when you come down.
Well, you're fantastic. Anything else?
That's all I want to say. God bless you. You're fighting on the front lines, and, man, we're right there with you every step of the way. No, you don't see us. We're praying for you, and we love you.
We love you, too. That is just fantastic. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Rodney in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hey, thanks, Alex. And I hear that you guys had a great turnout there at the Texas Independence Day.
I'd say about 3,000 people, but only about 1,500 at any one time because it's basically a five-hour event. And folks on a Friday afternoon can't spend that much time. I was about to die out there in the sun after 5 hours. I look like a strawberry or a tomato right now, but
well, I appreciate how you brought out how these politicians tried to sabotage the speakers there, and of course it didn't work. All it did was draw more attention to what the people had to say in the opposition to all of these toll roads and other things that this criminal government is trying to do to people here in this country. But what I wanted to talk about, Alex, last night I was listening to Coast to Coast, and they had a couple of guys on there talking about their angle on 9.
You know what? I tell you what, Rodney, stay on hold. I'm going to come back to you. I don't want to shortchange you. After the break, we'll go right back to you, Rodney, and I'll discuss what he meant by sabotaging the speakers. That was the day before, as we fight the North American Union. All this and a lot more as we continue to make the news and defend liberty.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
I want to remind listeners out there all across the country, affiliates in quite a few states, folks listening via the internet, if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. Toll-free number, 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. No excuse not to call. Let's go right back to your calls. Next hour, I'll get into the 10 false flags that changed the world. If you don't know what a false flag is or what changed the world, stay with us. We'll break it down. Also, the whole discussion, the whole debate about global warming is heating up to fever pitch will break that down, some big developments in the Middle East as well, including Iran going into Central Asia, and of course the Persians. Will break it all down. Right now, Rodney in Texas, finish up what you had to say.
Yeah, I was talking about the effort on the part of these corrupt politicians to sabotage the speakers on the day of, or the day before the Texas Independence Day march, and how you exposed that. And also, Alex, you oftentimes talk about how sexual predators infiltrate, you know, the Child Protective Services all over the country, and we got to...
Well, those are federal statistics, yeah.
No, no, but this is proven by this latest sexual scandal right here in the state of Texas with this, these agencies allowing these pedophiles to get into positions of authority. And now it's they're trying to whitewash that. So I'd like.
Yeah,
to
now the whole agency's falling apart, and the very government that helped set it up is trying to whitewash it. Well, I mean, it's out there, it's well known, but no, those are official federal numbers. I mean, even what, 6 years ago or so, that was the cover of Time magazine, The Shame of Foster Care. Federal numbers, you're five times more likely for a child to be physically or sexually abused in foster care, and it goes even higher in actual CPS care. It's even higher until they're placed. Those are official federal numbers, and those are whitewash numbers. Can you imagine how bad it really is? I mean, but it's not just sexual or physical abuse. They take children and do chemical, biological, and other testing on them, and they basically sell them out to big pharma, these children that have been grabbed to test pesticides, drugs on them. That's been in the New York Daily News. This stuff's so evil and so horrible, it's even hard for a person who researches it all the time to be able to believe it.
Yeah, and I often when I see these articles in the newspaper and I reflect on some of the things that you discuss year after year after year about just how evil and corrupt these agencies are, it just makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you're drug cartels that make $250 billion a year, where are you going to try to infiltrate law enforcement? If you're a pedophile, you're going to try to go become a CPS worker or a truancy officer. Or the ones that aren't that smart go and become scout leaders or school teachers or principals. That's why so often it's these people. Now, it's like Congressman Foley, the head of the Missing and Exploited Children group, and the guy's a pervert. An admitted pervert. So that's the basics. But shifting back to the North American Union, the big demonstration we had Friday on Texas Independence Day down at the Capitol, the day before, they invited everybody, and Senator Corona and everybody invited down everyone to come to the Senate building, the Senate Hall there, Senate Auditorium there, proper name finally came, and it went from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that's 8-9 hours. And they promised the public, anybody who comes will get 3 minutes to speak. Well, the place had, the press reported 700. I wasn't there. I sent some of my video cameras, some of my crew down there. They said it was at least that many. And they made them all wait until 30 minutes before closing time and said, okay, now you all get 20 seconds. And then about half the people didn't even get their 20 seconds because then they'd make you come up and read your name in and then give you 20 seconds. They didn't want to hear what you had to say. And again, this is just more of government for you. So, yeah, that's the politicians trying to sabotage everything. And it's just disgusting to watch it happen. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Brian in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Really, as I'm sitting here, I was thinking about the question I wanted to ask you, Alex, and then I thought to myself, you know, I want to say something to those listeners that are sitting there on the internet or the radio or whatever, and they still cannot believe that these things are coming to pass all around us. I mean, I don't know what's up with these people. They're so asleep that these most obvious things are just passing right over their heads. You know, the BBC footage about, you know, prior knowledge of WTC-7, you know, all these things. It's just amazing to me that people just do not get it. You know, the drugs, the vaccines. I mean, what else is it going to take, Alex?
No, I agree with you. It's just going to take things getting worse and worse and worse. For the average person is forced to wake up and get involved and realize what's happened in this society. But it's a process. I mean, things get bad all throughout history. I want to be very clear about something. There's a lot of good things in the world. There's a lot of good people in the world. There's a lot of good people in government. There's a lot of good people in corporate America. There's a lot of good people in the Middle East. A lot of good people in Europe. It's just that when good people are then naive and can't admit to themselves that bad things are happening, you get a bad atmosphere. You get a really corrupt world. Bad things happen. If you deny bad's going on, and if you're not involved always trying to ferret out corruption, trying to fight corruption, and if you turn a blind eye to it, it's going to get out of hand. I mean, it's that simple. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Let's talk to Daniel in Florida. Daniel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I'm taking a European Union class. And we had a speaker from the European Commission, and he was talking about the environment. And so I asked him about what influence did the Bilderberg Group have on the EU. And he had said he had never heard of it. So then I went through the whole history and who goes there and et cetera. And he said, well, EU people really, I don't think they would go to that. And so I said, well, the European Commission president has been there, and so have present members of the European cabinet, the commission. And he just proceeded to talk about lobbying. So I thought that was interesting. And even my professor, who has a PhD in, you know, type of European studies, had never heard of it. He thought it was the Davos group. I said, no.
Well, major British and German papers have gotten the minutes of the Bilderberg Group from 1954 when it was founded, the head industrialists and bankers. They set up the European Union. And I think you were being lied to, sir. I mean, if you call Congress and you ask committee chairmen who are going to Bilderberg Group meetings or going to Security and Prosperity Partnership, North American Union meetings, they will lie and say it doesn't exist. They don't know what you're talking about. Okay, it's kind of like at Waco where they have Bradley fighting vehicle tanks ramming into the back of the church, you know, crushing a third of it, and then they're saying this is not an assault on their bullhorns. Okay, that's a tactic to deny what's really happening as it's happening. They're building the Trans-Texas Corridor, but in national news stories, they're denying it exists, okay? The Council on Foreign Relations that wrote up the plans for all of this, and their reports are public, and those that weren't public have been released via FOIA requests and lawsuits, Freedom of Information Act requests, folks, for those that don't know what FOIA acronym is, and they then call Lou Dobbs a conspiracy theorist and say he's making it all up. I mean, it's happening right now, and they just keep denying it, knowing the general public can't find major continents on a map. The general public doesn't know anything about the UN, anything about how the legislative system works in our own federal or state governments. The general public knows they're being lied to, but they don't know the details. And so, general public out there, you better wake up.
Well, the good news is later on in this month, we're going to have John Bruton, who's the EU ambassador to the U.S., and he's going to be speaking via video conference. So hopefully this one I will be able to videotape because the first guy was a surprise. But this one, I did a little background research on him and found out that he has been to the Bilderberg Group three times, and he did go to the European Convention.
And what do you want to bet? He denies even knowing what it is.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to start off and just say, you know, basically what influence do they have, you know, pretending, you know, and then he'll have to either acknowledge the group exists or play it down. And if he does do that, I'll say, well, you've been there three times. It's their own press.
No, no, catch him in the lie. And I would bet you $100 he'll lie. Good job. Send me that video, please. We'll write a big article about it. Tony Blair in the House of Lords and the House of Commons this year and late last year got asked about his membership in the Bilderberg Group, a group pushing for world government and total tyranny. And he lied and said, I've never been. The problems are there are photos. There is video of him attending, and it's been in mainstream press reports that he goes there. But, again, Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of England, knows the general public doesn't even know what the Bilderberg Group is and doesn't know how to look up the fact that he's a liar. When we get back in the second hour, we're going to continue with calls and get into the 10 false flags that changed the world, more on global warming, and I'll recap our top stories. Former deputy FBI director says there's a cover-up and calls for an investigation, says the government may be involved. You might want to listen to him. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
They...